I'm amazed by the, and I'll be honest, this is going to be a judgmental podcast, and I know I shouldn't judge lest I be judged, and I know I'm not perfect, working towards increasing or improving, but it amazes me the hypocrisy in this industry, the basketball training industry, where trainers want trainees to apply and to do certain work, and trainers talk as if they have the answers and are all-knowing and know exactly what their trainees should do. But when it comes to the trainer's growth and what they need to do, and if they have a coach, especially when it comes to the business side, there's no action at all. It's easy to tell a trainee to do something when we don't have to actually physically prove it. And if you can prove it, if you can do it, if you can actually do the exact same number of sets and reps at the same intensity and speed as your trainees, dope. I know it's not necessary because you've already had your playing career, but what are we explaining? What are we saying if we don't show growth? And how hypocritical are we if we tell trainees to work on something outside of the gym after the training session if we don't work on anything on our own? Like what are we doing, and what kind of example is that if we tell them to work on their follow through and get their fingers in the rim or whatever mechanical errors they have in their shot, but we don't take the time to work on our businesses to grow and improve and develop like we say that we want to do? Like, how hypocritical is it that we want to get something for free and get over, but then we want somebody else to pay us for our services? It's crazy to me, and I'm having this podcast interview right now because I'm just talking to a lot of trainers and just trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, there's busyness for sure, but we make time for what we feel is most important and most urgent. So all that being said, this is a different podcast episode, and maybe something will come to mind that I can shift the topic towards. But right now, that's what's on my mind right now. The hypocrisy in this basketball training industry when it comes to making suggestions and being an authoritative figure in the space, but not having any proof. And, you know, some have proof. Like, yeah, you might have had a great playing career and done your thing on the court when it was that time. What have you done lately? You know, maybe we're not playing in men's leagues. Maybe we're not proving anything on the court. Maybe you still can torture your trainees. You still can beat them pretty easily on the court. I'm just curious to know, if you are the person saying you want to grow your basketball training business, then where does that action come into play? And personally, I don't want to start talking to trainers like trainees because we're peers, and sometimes I'm the junior to a lot of these trainers that are being spoken with. But man, it's about to come out. The coach is about to come out because it's just getting crazy right now, man. It's the busiest time of the year, and people don't want to invest the time to take action on things that are needed to be done. And I'm guilty of it too. But doggone it, I probably am working on some things that I just haven't gotten to yet. I plan on getting to those things. But this is me talking to me too. Man, I'm a little irritated right now, if you can't tell by the podcast so far. And I'm hoping something else comes to mind. But this is, in all reality, this is out of frustration of me prospecting people who are leads that are coming in to us saying that they are interested in wanting to automate their business, grow their business, saying they actually need help right now because they're unorganized, but then you don't want to do the work to get organized. So I'm confused, very confused right now. This is not a basketball trainer talking to a trainee type of thing. This is a B2B conversation, right? Most of this is B2B anyway, but this feels different, right? This feels different. I'm looking at all these leads right now coming in from our new podcast, of our new ad campaign that we launched, referring to the playbook and talking to these trainers, texting them, seeing exactly what it is that's needed. And man, is it crazy how
little the response is and how easily people who even have knowledge of this stuff, who even have knowledge of funnels, have knowledge of ads, of lead forms, of all the high-tech stuff that sometimes really is not needed. Sometimes it's not needed. Does it make things much easier? It definitely does. It makes things much more fluid. It makes things much more organized. It makes things look much more professional. And it's worth it. Like, it's worth the time. It's the lowest cost for all the stuff. The playbook specifically is the lowest cost software for everything that it does. But forget that. The whole fact is that our actions don't match our words. And it confuses me in this industry right now what we really want. There's no better time than right now to get these things set. Like, March is March Madness for a reason. AAU's going on, the season's finished, and there's no better time to get things in place because things are about to pick up. The last podcast I told you guys, two podcasts ago, I think, the increase has been crazy. 21% increase week over week. Now, we measure this stuff every single week. So we measure what the churn has been every single week, or what the increase has been every single week. And literally, you know what? I'm about to do it right now. I want to go and look through this stuff and mention this stuff with you. And it may not be the exact same for you in terms of the increase or decrease, but let's just go from the beginning of the year, right? I don't even want to go through last year. Last year was crazy, like stagnant this year. So the 21st of January, a 1.96% increase, so 2% increase. The next week, 2% increase. The next week, 0. Next week, 2. Next week, 0. Next week, 1.85, so I'm going to say 2. And the week after that, March 4th, that week, a 22% increase. From doing nothing, really, like following through, doing the same things, I should say, doing the same things consistently, boring stuff where there was nothing happening, there was a latent potential, no changes, really, no significant changes. Then, boom, 21% increase. And it's just getting started. This is just March. This is just March. So if you don't get your stuff together, your ish together right now before people are actually interested in training with you, then good luck, man. Don't even train anymore, or train the number of trainees that you have right now and kill it and enjoy it and do your best job for them. But don't come to me saying you want to grow your basketball training business if you can't follow through on the stuff that you already have right now, if you can't answer a text message when somebody's actually trying to give you free game. And man, that's it. I'm done. Hopefully this podcast isn't too triggering. But if it is, great. It actually drives you to action, to do something, to stop capping about what you really want, and to be honest about the action you're going to take that you that you say you want to do, the goals that you say you want to achieve. Please don't waste my time. Please don't waste your time, and be real about your ambitions. And I hope this is received well for everybody. And I think everybody has different goals and ambitions in this training space. And I hope we do the best job that we can to continue to grow as trainers first, to help our trainees, to do the best job that we can for them and show up 100% every single session. And that's what Sean Hardeman came at me one time and said, hey, why would I show up to a training session and give you 50 and you're giving me 100? It just doesn't match like that. So I hope we are showing up our best selves every single training session. And on the business side, I hope we're showing up too, because a lot of us say they want to do this full time and we have these ambitions that we don't take action on. I'm done. That's it. Don't be a hypocrite. Those are my final words. Hope you guys have a blessed day.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.